ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Cast your mind back to 2011. Julia Gillard is Prime Minister. The Arab Spring is roaring to life, and you might have been buying your first smartphone. Wow. 2011 was also the last time WA rockers Jebediah released a studio album. 13 years later, and they're finally back with a new offering. I'm joined by two band members in the studio with me this morning. Kev Mitchell is the vocalist of Jebediah, and Vanessa Thornton is the group's bass player. Welcome to both of you.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Nice to have you in here. Kev, 13 years, a long time between albums. Why did you want to write another album now?
Yeah, well, that's a good question because I think it's really important, you know, at this point in time, having done this for so many years and made so many records, that I never don't want to just make records because it's the job.
For the sake of it.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be something. So, you know, I felt like we were at a point in time where we could, you know, experiment a little bit more freely. And we were open to this idea of just like booking a studio with no songs, which we'd never done before. And it's the kind of thing that we would have been too afraid to do 20 years ago.
What happens when you book a studio with no songs?
Well, what you're doing is you're completely putting your chemistry to the test, right? And there's a risk involved with that. I mean, it could have failed, but we took the risk in it, and fortunately, we found that the that chemistry still exists, and it was able to provide, you know, a bunch of songs.
Were you nervous going in, Vanessa?
No, not really. I mean, it had been we had actually gone into a studio, about 5 years before that,
and
tried to sort of write some stuff, but it just wasn't happening.
You weren't vibing.
Yeah, it just didn't seem right, and it felt like we were just sort of trying to push it. But also, the studio we were in when we did this record, we'd worked with Parco.
The producer.
On the last album before that. So it felt like a really comfortable space. We'd spent a lot of time at Blackbird Studios over the years. So, I mean, it felt very comfortable. And it was like the first night we set up our gear and we started jamming. And it was like all of a sudden these songs were just pouring from the ceiling. It's just a matter of trying to catch them.
It sounds incredible. Now, we're getting to hear one of your new tracks, Rubber Man, for us. Just tell us about the song before you kick it off.
Well, I mean, this is a song that probably highlights the more sort of experimental side of the record, because this song wasn't really even born from the four of us being in a room together, and it kind of appeared by accident, you know. I think, you know, I was tuning a guitar or something in between takes for one song, and we were just recording every little sound that we were making, and this sort of sound of a low tuned string was, believe it or not, the beginning of you know, the song, and a sort of sample was made of it, and a song was born.
Okay, and you're going to continue that birth with a performance from the new baby. This is Rubber Man. Take it away.
She's my sister. could show her what she means to me. Plastic wrap, everything will be easier now. Hope that you come back to us like what I knew before I lose it. Print to it like plastic wrap, everything will be easier now. Hope that you come back to us like what I knew. Like plastic wrap, everything will be easier now. Hope that you come back to us like what I knew before I lose it. Don't you end like plastic wrap, everything will be easier now. Hope that you come back to us like the one I knew.
That was terrific. Thanks, Kev. Joining me in the studio, Kev Mitchell, performing Rubber Man. You also heard from Jebediah bass player Vanessa Thornton. And the band is about to head on tour across the country. Their new album is called Oiks.
Oiks, right? Correct, yes.
I was looking at you like, oh,
Hopefully we're introducing a word, or reintroducing a word into the vernacular.
I'm glad you've tried.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.